Fireworks filled the horizon. The air still carried the sharp tang of charcoal from the grill, though it had cooled and the crowd around had moved inside to watch baseball. I sat back in a folding chair, and this was several years ago. I watched the lights absentmindedly swirling the contents of the can in my hand and giggling. The first had gone straight to my head, and after three I was feeling really good. A hand settled on my shoulder, and I couldn't help but smile. I knew he'd been behind me. The whole time I'd been looking up at the fireworks, and he'd been looking down. My low-cut top covered little enough as it was, but from his angle, he could see down to my navel. He really wasn't supposed to do that. And the reasons were numerous. It was that combination of those reasons and facts that was giving me the chills. I tilted my head to the side to rest my ear against his hand and purred. He had strong hands and I liked that. It was almost unfair when I thought about it to compare him to the boys my age and that had made the attention he paid to me that much more thrilling. That morning, I repeatedly found his eyes on me. And after the first time or two, I started tempting it. Bending over when I knew he was near. Pulling my shirt a little lower in front to show a bit of cleavage. The whole day had been full of it. I thought it would lead up to nothing but harmless flirting. But then, just as everyone had crowded together to watch the start of the township fireworks display, he'd appeared beside me offering me a beer. My first beer. Technically, I wasn't old enough to drink yet, but the party at my family's house that year, and I wasn't going to be driving anywhere. Everyone else had gone. It was a clear night with only a little bit of moon. One of the neighboring towns was setting off their fireworks, illuminating the horizon, and sometimes a little more, but other times it was quiet. I slid from my chair and moved around behind it with a huge grin on my face. The chair wouldn't completely hide me from view if someone in the house decided to peek out at us, and somehow that made what was already a dizzying mix even more potent. My uncle said nothing as I settled on my knees in the soft grass and unzipped his fly. He was still seemingly doing everything he could to act as if nothing was happening while he stood out in the cool night air. He sipped at his beer, and he looked up at the sky, and to all the world he must have looked like a man at peace enjoying some solitude. But I knew better. His shaft hardened quickly, veins popping out every which way. He wasn't the longest I'd ever seen, even at that time, but he was by far the thickest. The head alone was almost too much to get past my front teeth. It simultaneously pressed my tongue down, slid along my molars, ground against the roof of my mouth, and filled the space in between with thick flesh. It displaced everything in its path, and I immediately felt saliva pouring back out of over my lips. One hand squeezed at the root of a shaft, driving blood into the end, and the head swelled to even greater proportions. When I had half of it in my mouth, I knew I could take the whole thing. My gag reflex had always been extremely limited, and longer cocks had than his had slid down into my throat with little effort or pain. On top of that, he was tall, much taller than my aunt, my mom's sister, and maybe an inch or two taller than my father. His shaft was already angled down, so he wouldn't be ramming against the back of my throat like some of the boys had tried to do. I battled my eyelashes, batting them with practiced patience as I looked up at him. My lips were, like, really stretched out as I pulled back, sliding smoothly along his velvety skin. God, he was so thick. He produced so much pre-cum, and it was just continuously going. When I backed off to catch my breath, there were already thick strands of fluid arcing from his throbbing cockhead to my lips. I'd never seen anything more beautiful in my entire life. I threw myself at him, pushing myself deeper and deeper, but it wasn't until one of his hands settled on the top of my head that I finally took the full length of him. Just like I thought, he slid right into my throat. It pleased me, but it must have driven him wild if the deep, rumbling groans in his chest could be trusted. My uncle had always been a restrained man, full of half-smirks and tactic sarcasm, and to hear him make such a noise was such a victory for me. I couldn't help but wonder if my aunt had ever gotten a reaction like that out of him. In my dreams, no one has, even to this day. It felt like I'd been going for several minutes before I was sure he was as hard and thick as he was going to be. The pressure on my tongue and gums squeezed out every drop of saliva, and my mouth worked overtime to replace it. But by the time it was just flooding over my lips, was thicker and whiter and full of bubbles. He never said a word, and I never had the breath to do more than whimper and gasp. His fingers were tight on my scalp, and he held my head still as he moved. After the first minute or so, I kept my hands folded in my lap. I didn't even need to touch myself, though I would later, repeatedly. That was the moment where my love for oral truly came into its own, and one of the first times that I got off without touching myself. Between the beer, that accidental breath play, as he was simply too thick for me to breathe around, and the many layers of lead up and context, I orgasmed twice back to back. My body rocked, quivering as he thrust repeatedly into my mouth. After a while, he threw away the beer can in his other hand, dropped the attempts to appear casual, and grabbed my head with both hands. Then he really started thrusting. When he had been doing before had been something less, and I'd had no idea how far open his throttle could go. Saliva ran in down my neck on both sides before collecting my cleavage. The steady stream of it reached the waistband of my shorts before I lost the ability to differentiate between that and the ocean of honey pouring from my pussy. Nobody had ever made me tear up before or since. Nobody had pushed my limits so close to the breaking point. When he finally came, it was merely a drop in the bucket. My shirt had already been thoroughly soaked with the overflow of pre-cum and saliva. He grunted something when he finally pulled out of my mouth, though I couldn't hear him over my own throbbing pulse. At first, I thought he'd simply walk away and gone inside, and a part of me had been glad for that. I hadn't wanted more than to suck him off. On the other hand, he'd left quite a mess. But then, a minute later, the porch door opened and shut again, while I was still knelt down in the grass behind the lawn chair trying to catch my breath. My uncle came out, dropped some fresh clothes in front of me, and then bent down to kiss me on top of the head. "See you inside," he said. I reached my third orgasm of the night to the sound of his boots thumping across the yard.